Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours on the great voice of the Great Lakes, AM 760. My name is Ken Carverly, and I am the outside guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy. Happy to be with you on this beautiful Christmassy morning.
Shut up. Shut up.
He came in complaining. You people.
How do you not come in complaining on a day like this?
You are such a baby. Sun's out.
Wah. Wah. How do you not? I mean, it's March. All right. I know it's early in the lion lamb crud, but gosh, it's impressive.
Talk about lion.
This is like we had such a great winter, and this is definitely the biggest snow of the winter, and it's the heaviest snow of my life. Anyone ever go out there today and try to shovel this snow?
And you're a young punk.
You be careful. You're back. It is the heaviest snow.
I don't disagree.
Everyone right now is going, God, what is this? Why?
I told you I went out and shoveled last night, right? 9 o'clock. I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Get the first layer off.
Why would you do?
Well, it was a beautiful evening. It truly was.
Oh, shit. What do you mean it was a beautiful evening? Snow was coming down sideways. How do you call that a beautiful evening? And gosh, you're inside with your wife. That's a beautiful evening. Why would you go outside?
I came back. Anyway, what I was thinking about, to follow up on your point, I was thinking about people out shoveling that and having heart attacks.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was thinking, boy, if you're not in shape, you should not touch that snow.
You're right.
Because you're right. It is extremely heavy. I was shocked at how heavy it was. But it was good snowman snow, good snow fort and snowball snow. Right?
Yeah,
when you were a kid, wouldn't you have been out there?
Definitely great snowball making snow.
Oh, man, we would have
been
out. But
it's heavy. Chuck, I have so much snow to take care of when I get home. My back's going to be, it's a day where you could really hurt your back if you're
talking like you're my age.
I could only wish to live that long. Hey, you know, everyone, it's funny because we were planned today to be at Kearns Brothers. This was the big Kearns Brothers event.
I know.
And last night before the snow starts, we're all talking because there's four of us, you, Mike, Ray, and myself, that would have had to drive an hour in good weather this morning.
Right.
And I give you guys a text last night, I think around 9 o'clock. I'm like, guys, are you sure? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And I'm like,
well, let's be honest. Ray Templin yesterday went there and set up a beautiful.
He did. He did.
Remote studio. I don't know how else.
We have a picture of it. He did.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, out of everyone, out of the four of us, when we said, let's hold off for a couple of weeks, we're going to do it in 2 weeks, Ray was like, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Because Ray had to drive 2 hours, probably an hour and a half on a good day, and to try to drive there this morning. So, you know,
He has a 4x4 either.
No, he has the WGR two-wheel drive van, yeah. Which would have been.
Steve, if you're listening, we need a four-wheel drive van for Ray.
But it was just, you know what? Thank you for Kearns Brothers. Thank you. That's the thing about the team at WJR.
Mark Kramer.
Our team partners. Everyone just works together so well. If the issue is like, all right, it's solved. Let's take care of it whenever. Yeah. Yeah. So
don't
matter of fact.
Your health.
Exactly.
I am in the best manly way possible. I love Mark Kramer. Mark Kramer runs Kearns now.
He's a good man.
The other guys are semi-retiring, and he really is. He's a good family man. He likes to play hard. He likes to golf and snowmobile and fish and hunt and do all those things. But he works hard, and I was thinking he's the guy that kind of brought storm tracking into the roofing industry in Metro Detroit.
Okay.
Everybody wasn't doing that before Mark came in and started talking about it. And he will help you with an insurance claim if you have a roofing issue that's based on Mother Nature, and your insurance policy will cover it. And I just wanted to throw that out because I was thinking about him last night. He was out helping people on his snowmobile, and he texted us and said, "Guys, it is really bad. You really shouldn't come down tomorrow."
Okay.
So, kudos to Mark Kramer. And certainly Kearns Brothers, and it would have been fun to be there. But if you think you have a roofing issue, they will provide a free inspection. They'll also do a more extensive paid inspection, which is well worth having.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? I remember when the pandemic hit, when our first team partner out there was Kearns Brothers.
Oh,
saying,
right.
Look, for people who need help, just tell them to get a hold of us. We'll help them. No cost. We'll help them.
Forget that stuff. You're right.
Yeah.
They were out there repairing roofs free of charge for people.
Yep.
I forgot that. That's, yeah.
So we'll do the Kearns event in a couple of weeks. Also, I want to remind people, stick around. We have, after this is Big Ten tournament time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it tournament time yet? No, it's just a game.
Is the end of this coming week.
You're right.
The last regular season game is senior day at MSU today. Pre-game will start on WJR, I think, at 11 as soon as you and I are done, and then the game itself will start at noon. I guarantee you my bride will have the television warmed up, and she'll be camped in front of it.
Who are they playing?
Ohio State, who was on a two-game win streak and should have been on a three-game had they beat Penn State. They had played Penn State in a really close one.
Did you watch that game?
I have to. I have to watch parts of it. You know what my house is like.
This is your wife.
If there's a game with a ball on it, my wife's got it tuned in. Yeah. So it's like if I'm there and I want to be with my wife, I'm going to watch a ball game. Anyway, I'm talking to my son who is like Joel, like your oldest.
Uh-huh.
They know all this stuff. They know every name, every statistic. And he said, Dad, Ohio State's got a really bad team, but you never know. So,
well, they have a good team, but they're playing terrible, from what I understand. I mean, they've got the players.
Their record is bad. They all have the players. I mean, they're D1 Big Ten. How do you not have the players?
I've often said that. You know, if you can just make it onto a team, you're a great player. I don't care. If you're just on the team, you're a great player. So, well, we have a whole show scheduled today. Open. No interviews. It's all about you, the listener out there. And we'll take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
You know, you and I wonder a lot. We're both heavy liquid guys, and I mean non-alcoholic liquid. Drink a lot of water.
35 years, pal.
Love your water. I love Jared Beauchamp's branding statement, love your water. Why wouldn't you love your water? Well, you and I talk about, you know, damage on bad water to piping systems, to faucets, to your health. Why not avoid all that stuff? Have Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions come out and do a free water test. Free. No obligation. They're not high-pressure sales. And put in a reverse osmosis system, even if you only do it in the kitchen for one faucet in the house. So you've got pure water. Why wouldn't you?
In today's day and age, when you don't know what's in your water or what's in the ground, why would you not? You know, we mentioned we're supposed to be at Kearns Brothers today, and we'll be there in 2 weeks. But you talk about a company that the inside outside guys trust. If you need a new roof or even think you need a new roof in the future, call Kearns Brothers. Get it scheduled. They'll tell you how much life you have left on the roof, or they'll give you an estimate for a brand new roof. One of Michigan's largest roofing companies is Kearns Brothers.
I'm limited. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being here with us today. We're on from 9 to 11 today because of MSU basketball starting at noon. So feel free to give us a call, 888-654-GUY.
And we're going to keep telling everybody out there, be careful shoveling that snow. This is some of the heaviest snow I have ever
seen. It's slippery underneath.
It is slippery underneath. So your backs and your heart, please be careful. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mary in Plymouth. Good morning, Mary. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. It looks like a great day to build a snowman. But before I can
it
get
does.
To that,
thank
I need,
you.
I need to clear my driveway and sidewalks with my snowblower. Thank you. I'm too old to shovel. What is it that you spray on the inside of the chute and on the blades to keep this heavy, wet snow from sticking?
Well, I'm a big believer. I've got about 6 cans of silicone, pure silicone spray, and I use it on just about everything that moves or is rubber or synthetic rubber. So that's a good thing. And the car guys, I didn't hear them today. But they're on normally Saturday mornings from 7 to 8.
Yep. You were shoveling snow.
I'm too old to shovel too, Mary, so I'm with you on that.
PB Blaster, is that what you're thinking? Yeah.
Yeah, PB Blaster, which you can, I know you can find it at O'Reilly's Auto Parts. They might have it at Meijer. But pure silicone is just good to keep around the house anyway for hinges, for, again, on your snowblower, the tines that spin.
Yep.
Spray those. Spray where they connect to the housing. Spray the chute. All it can do is help. It can't hurt.
Okay. Well, I have silicone, so that's what I'll use.
Good job.
Now, Mary, when you spray that silicone on your snow thrower, put something underneath it. Put plastic or a bag or something underneath it, because that will stain your concrete. It'll actually look like it'll waterproof just that one little section. So
spray the whole thing.
Do it on the grass. Do it on the grass or do it over
no,
top of something,
no,
okay?
No, not on the grass. Can't get to the grass anyway. It's all covered up. Right. All right. That's what I'll do. How long will that last? In there, am I going to have to do it more than once to do my drive?
Oh yeah, I would do it every time. Oh, to spray it on the blades every time.
Right, but it'll last through the first time.
It should.
I won't have to replace. I won't have to redo it as I'm doing the drive.
No, you shouldn't have to, ma'am.
Okay, all right. That's what I'll do. My snowblower is in for a. Surprise. I told him he was
and
retired
for a workout.
For the winter.
You be careful with that.
Yeah. Oh, I will. Yep, I know. I've done it before many times. Thank you. Appreciate the information.
Thanks, Mary.
And good luck. Stay warm.
Send us pictures of the cleared driveway.
We appreciate your call. All right, let's stick to the phones and talk to Wayne in Royal Oak. Good morning, Wayne. You're on with the guys.
Hi. I'm not Wayne. I'm Wynn, W-I-N-N.
Oh, that was my fault. He spelled it right, and I read it wrong. I apologize.
No problem. I have, during the ice storm week before, some of the siding came off of my one side of my house up at the peak, and I need a repair person that can, with a, you know, a tall ladder, can put it back on. And possibly buy some new pieces because some of it bent when it came down.
Ouch.
Gotcha. This is one of our classic examples of there's not a siding company that has time to go out and repair that. So I would say a handyman company is going to be your best.
Handyman Connections, if you've got a pen, I've got a phone number for you.
I've got one. Thank you.
It is 734-205-9000. Try them.
Let me give you one more in case that doesn't work, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the name of the company is Michigan's Handyman. And the phone number is 586-960-5009, and I want to make sure you hear this and everyone else out there hears this. Handyman companies are coming in on Monday mornings to probably 50 to 100 messages for work.
Oh, I understand that.
Especially after weather like this. So what you want to do is just get on their list. They say it's going to be 2, 3, 4 months. Just get on their list is our advice.
Yes. Thank you. Good advice. And that was Michigan.
Michigan's Handyman.
Handyman. Okay, I think I'll try them first. You didn't give me a name for the first one, though, the 734-205-9000 number.
Yeah, actually,
what was the name of that?
Handyman Connections.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're used to good women not listening to us.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
That
I'm 89.
Oh, God bless you.
Okay.
Wynn,
thank you
stay
so
well.
Much.
You're
thank
very
you,
welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. You're terrible.
Well, it is true.
It is, but still.
Hey, if we can't be honest, nobody will trust us. So, God bless Wynn.
888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. We cannot say it enough, everybody. It's a very, very heavy snow out there. Please be careful if you're going to go take on this snow this morning. Please be careful. And for the people driving, please knock all that snow off your car before you get on the highway.
I agree. That's great. I like that.
You know what? I was driving down the road the other day, Chuck, and this sheet of ice came off a truck. I'm heading one way. It was ice
earlier in the week.
And it flew up in the air. And if that would have hit me, it would have been terrible. I have a tonneau cover. I have a vinyl tonneau cover, as you do. And on a day like this, I wouldn't even consider.
Oh, your windshield.
Yeah, going out and doing that to another driver. I mean, I bang it off before I walk away. I make sure when I pull off, it's all off. But be considerate of other drivers.
I tried brooming it all off this morning.
Me too. Me too.
You get about 90% of it with a stroke of a good. Make sure the broom is clean so you don't cut anything or scrape your paint.
Well, it's funny because I wanted to go out into the street and do it, so I wouldn't dump all the snow that I got to shovel again. You know, but I don't think my neighbors would have been too happy with that. Like I said, the plows had already come through this morning. And I'm not kidding, Chuck. They deposited a 2.5-foot wall in front of my driveway.
Now that is hard to shovel.
That's going
to
be terrible.
That's going to make your driveway look easy.
Do you feel sorry for me? I've got to do this. My sons aren't at home anymore, so I'm going to be the one going home and taking care of this. And I don't want my sons to drive all the way
punk.
Out. Actually, my son's bride just got married. Was coming home from work last night and got into a ditch over in the Troy area.
Saw a lot of them still there.
By any
chance,
if there's a gentleman listening that let her car is in his driveway right now, because when my son picked her up, he said, "Let's just park it here. I'll bring you home. We'll go back tomorrow and get it." Instead of trying to get her drive the rest of the way. So the guy in Troy, Rochester area that has my daughter-in-law's car in his driveway, and thank you very much for that. Really appreciate it.
God bless you, people. Stay safe. Hey, speaking of being safe, if you want to age safely in your home, bathrooms are the biggest, are the place where statistically you're most likely to get hurt, right?
You know, I follow Atlas Home Improvement's Facebook page, and they have so many reviews. These are homeowners writing them back, telling them how happy they are with their aging-in-place product. And I saw one yesterday that a homeowner was not only thrilled with the new stair lift that Atlas Home Improvement installed, they were thrilled, actually said, from every step of the way, from communication to completion. She said at the end she absolutely loved Atlas Home Improvement. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. I want to take a second and tell everybody out there, slow down. Do not be in a hurry today. I saw a message yesterday that the Van Buren County Road Commission lost somebody yesterday. One of their road workers was hit and killed working on the crew yesterday. And construction season's coming up, everybody. And those signs, it drives me nuts, Chuck. There's a couple of things that drive me nuts. First is driving in a construction zone for 10 miles and not seeing one construction worker and then making you go that slow. But the other one is when you are in a construction zone and you're seeing the workers and you're respecting that sign that says 60 miles an hour because people's lives are in danger and someone passes you going 80 miles an hour in that construction zone.
I'm with you.
That drives me crazy.
How about if you're on the freeway today going 30? Don't get on the freeway.
Don't get on the freeway.
If you want to go 30, take the side roads. They're fine. They're plowed. Yep. Exactly. Don't go on the freeway because you'll encourage someone to be stupid.
And go. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
You know, it's crazy. Hey, you and I, the weather's kind of affected us in a lot of ways this week. We were supposed to go to Wausau, Wisconsin.
You're right about that. We had Monday two major Tuesday. Cancellations, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. And that's so rare for us.
Right, right.
But we were supposed to fly up there to the Diamond Coat Building Products factory and offices and do some brainstorming and It's a great product, but we didn't do it. Long story short. So we like the product and we can't. It's like.
It's so funny because, like, last night I'm at home going, are we really going to go drive that far tomorrow? Coolers heads prevailed. I woke up Monday morning and we're supposed to get on a plane and head over across to Lake Michigan. And that's, I'm like, are ice. We really going to go this morning? Cooler heads prevailed.
I woke up and I thought of Buddy Holly Monday. True story. I am not being funny.
The big bopper?
Yeah, who, for those who don't know, went down in a plane crash in bad weather.
Why would you even mention that, Chuck?
Well, because I thought of it. And
that's a good reason.
Hey.
But whatever you think of just comes out, right?
The Diamond Coat siding product line in particular is really well thought out. You and I had to meet those people and see every piece and handle every piece before we were willing to get behind it. But I got to tell you, if you're redoing an old home, boy, they can help you stay so true. I love vinyl siding. I've got vinyl siding on a couple houses, right?
Okay.
Put it on a lot of them myself. But Diamond Coat, if you're trying to stay true to a theme, especially in a historic
district, that's a great point.
District, right?
You're right. You're right. Especially the stuff we saw at the last home show that they have.
Yeah.
The stone products. Corners. You don't need metal corners.
You don't see the corners.
Yeah.
You know?
And there is an absolutely beautiful, if anyone gets a chance, go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, something Mike posted last week. Beautiful house that is covered in Diamond Coat products. Absolutely gorgeous. And we can get this. Anybody out there that
you
wants
excited
that look?
About their stone look.
Oh, yeah. They had the stone on there, too. Diamond Coat Building Products is a fantastic company. So if you're thinking about new siding, a new outdoor renovation, make sure you consider Diamond Coat because it is absolutely gorgeous.
It really is, and it's well thought out. They, you and I take pride in being able to come up with something somebody else hasn't thought of. They've thought of everything. Every You're time right. we asked a question, they had, well, let's show you, let me show you this piece. Let You're me show right. you this piece. You know, it's like, wow. So we're going to have a list, hopefully in the near future, of local suppliers. But we're telling you, the homeowner slash listener, if you've got that old house, ask for it.
Yeah,
ask good for point. Diamond Coat Building good point. Products.
You did something last week as we were talking about this, and we had an email this week. A lot of times when Chuck's talking, I'm doing research, looking at my computer. A lot of times when I'm talking to you, Chuck's ignoring us and doing his thing. And last week, I must have been doing something because we talked about Warsaw.
Wausau,
whatever. And then, and you mentioned Wausau Homes. And we had an email from a gentleman, and I didn't hear you talk about Wausau Homes. That's up in Midland. And I said, I'm sorry, sir, but we talked about. And then you reminded me, and I sent him something back. And talk that. About that company. That was a panelized company, is that right?
Yeah.
Are they still around?
They were doing panelized construction, gosh, when I was still living in Mount Pleasant. So that would have been before the age of 20. That would have been 50 years ago-ish.
Okay.
So they've been around a long time.
This gentleman lived in one of their homes.
Oh, Paul. I almost had his last name, the guy that ran the franchise up there. It'll come to me. But long story short, they were doing what the industry we thought was going to go to about 20 years ago. And we had good times and a lot of labor, so the industry didn't have to panelize like we thought they would have to. Now it's looking like Wausau 50 years ago had the plan. And I think with the labor shortages we're seeing, you're going to see more panelized homes, which is a good product.
Panelized home, kit homes, modular homes, they're all great products.
You can build anything you can draw
right.
with panelized construction. So it's not limiting in terms of style or amenities or anything else. The only difference is that once your foundation's in place, a truck's going to show up in a crane and going to place the floor panels, then the wall panels, then the roof panels, and it'll look like your house is going to be done in about 2 weeks. Now, it's not. That's just a structure and
right.
frame, but it's amazing.
Neighbors go to work, they come home, and there's a house next to them.
Exactly. It yeah. looks like there's a house there. It's like, whoa. So I think we're going to see more of that. A couple of the largest home builders in the nation, Centex, and I'm trying to there's another one that I can't remember, started to panelize, actually bought factories and set up their own panel factories for a few years and then kind of got away from it again.
I wonder why. It seems like such an efficient way to build.
I agree with you. I really think that's where we've got to head as an industry because of the on-site labor issues. You know, that's the biggest, you know, for a guy like Bob McComb, to get somebody on-site to do that kind of work is a lot harder today.
It is a lot harder. I told you, I have three homes going up in my subdivision right now, and they've been working hard. I mean, absolutely.
Are they all framed or no?
They're all. Two of them are framed. The one right next door to me is probably halfway framed. They actually put the roof on one yesterday. They were rushing to try to get that on. I love
roof
watching
frame?
The roof. Frame? No, the actual roof.
Oh, the shingles.
They put shingles on gotcha. As soon as they put the frame up, but trying to get it watertight before the snow hit. And I got to tell you, they're doing a good job. They're building really, really good looking homes. I'm happy with that. Only thing that drives me crazy about it is the mess. The mess on the roads. That is my pet peeve. If you're going to build in a subdivision, keep the roads clean.
It's supposed to be against the law.
It's actually a law.
That's a whole other. There is a law. It's the old thing about enforcing law. I got to tell you, if you're driving west on 96 between, say, Milford Road and 23, on the south side, there are apartment complexes being framed in wood.
Okay.
And you can see the wood sheathing on the roof, and you can see where they have purple plywood. Do you have a picture of that?
No, I don't. I want to show you another one. Go ahead.
The FRT, the fire-resistant treatment, that goes on between units so that if a fire burns up, it won't burn out, in other words, toward the unit, either side of it. And then they put a weather coating or water coating on that, and then the shingles are going on. You can see, like, the various stages of them.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Is that on Facebook?
Nope.
Ken just showed me a picture. I'd put that on Facebook. You can't identify the property. There's some eye joists. Wow.
I know, and they're going to put that in the house.
I hope not.
They probably already are. I think that pile was gone by the time I got there yesterday.
There's a stack of eye joists on the ground in this picture. You got to put that on Facebook.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
And they're bent. And eye joists are an engineered floor joist structural component that is, if you look at it in profile, it looks like a capital I. And the middle or web of the eye joist is typically an oriented strand board, what
OSB.
People call a large chip board, right? And then the top of it can be OSB composites, or more often it's a plywood type, a veneer lumber, that the top and bottom cords of that piece. And that pile he showed me, somebody unbanded them, and then they got subjected to wet and heat, and they will bend. I mean, any piece of wood will, even manufactured lumber. Oh my goodness, that's a great picture.
Yep, and would you want that in your house? Would you be okay with that going in your house?
Not, I mean, obviously they've got to install them correctly, and they've got to work out the bends.
There's going to be a lot of prying going on.
Oh,
in there,
my
isn't
goodness,
there?
You know, I think back to when we used to frame this time of year into the spring, and houses got wet. And one of our standard procedures that we anticipated in a house. We always used plywood as a subfloor back then. We knew that once we had it shedding water, under the weather, that we would have to go in and cut out pieces of plywood that had delaminated, gotten wet,
sure.
The sun came on them. I remember the first house that an owner demanded I use OSB.
I said,
I ain't using it. I said, there's no way. It won't withstand, you know, that abuse. And he demanded that I did, so our compromise was that we would use it on the floor because I could access the floor, right? But I would not use it on the roof deck. Now, since then, I've changed my thinking.
Sure.
But we went in there, and it was abused. We got a rainy spring, and God bless the owner and his wife, who were great people, intelligent people, had a little bit of rise at the edges, and we just had to sand those down, and they were good. And I've been in love with OSB ever since then.
When we get back from break, Chuck, you put out a recipe last week for, I think, oven cleaners.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people sending us emails asking about that recipe. And I have a different one, too. That one doesn't work for people. We'll talk about that.
Oh, yours is probably better than mine. That's but mine. When this snow melts, I've been listening to my sump pump going already.
Yeah, me too.
There's going to be basement water issues and crawl space water issues. But we've got a solution, don't we?
We do. We met Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360 because he actually went to a customer's house and told them that they did not need his services. That's how honest and how much we trust the folks over at Foundation Solutions 360.
We'd love to hear from you. We're on until 11 o'clock today. So if you're just tuning in, your clocks are not screwed up. We didn't fall ahead or spring forward or fall backwards. Or hey, you and I got a chance to meet and greet and interact with a new team partner, Jeff Wiedner from Dexon Limited.
Yes, sir.
What a great guy.
Yes, sir, he was.
He's like an old shoe, and I say that in an extremely complimentary fashion.
Hold on. Hold on. I snorted when you said that. You can't tell anyone they look like an old shoe, Mr. Leatherface.
No, I didn't say look like it. I said he was like. Believe me, I wouldn't insult anybody's look.
Except mine.
I've taken the mirrors out of the house. No, he's just a good guy. He knows the industry. He's easy to chat with and interact with, and you can tell he knows what the heck he's talking about.
I agree. So we met him yesterday over at Northville Lumber.
Which I love.
Oh, what a neat spot.
I love the smell. You open the door, it smells like an old lumberyard, and I just love that smell.
I agree. And you and I discovered something new yesterday.
Yeah, you followed me into the bathroom. Is that what you're talking about?
You're disgusting. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you said
stop
we discovered.
Stop it.
We came.
You weirdo.
Hey, coffee, morning. Come up out of this old bathroom, and it's downstairs that has to be occupied by poltergeists, right? It's a really cool area. I loved it. You did too. But the guy behind the counter says, you guys just used the bathroom in the oldest active business building in the state? Something like that?
Yes, sir.
1845 was on the sign out front?
Yep.
Northville Lumber. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool, but that wasn't what I was going to mention.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just took that conversation over. So unlike you. I'm just kidding. The what did they call those pads that we saw yesterday? Now, Chuck and I have talked years about when you're building a deck, we've always liked what's called the biscuits, the concrete biscuits. You see them in every hardware store. So you dig a hole, you drop that down to the bottom, and you build your deck on top of this.
It's a precast concrete disc.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we saw something that Jeff Wiedner from Decks Unlimited said he's been using for the last 5 years. We've never seen it before. And you talk about how much easier it makes things.
Oh, it's again, a circular disc, but in this case, it's probably a third of the weight, 20% of the weight of a concrete biscuit.
Oh, yeah, it's that, yeah.
And it's made of an extruded plastic-type material that's extremely strong, and it's been approved by the codes and ANSI and all the organizations you and I would look to if we were going to use something like that. And it just made so much sense.
Kind of looks like a Frisbee, one-inch thick, really hard composite plastic.
Yeah.
And they literally drop those in the holes, and they build the deck on top of those.
Like we used to the concrete biscuits. And you know what? It's actually a sore spot, Ken, that you brought that up because you and I should have thought of that.
Yeah, you're right.
We really should have thought of that. Like 20 years ago, we should have thought of it. Great product.
You should have thought of it. So, okay, it is. And a recipe. Last week, you put out a recipe for oven cleaners. We've had quite a few emails about that. Can you please put that out there again for people listening? And this is what the InsideOutsideGuys.com email is for people. When you're driving down the road and you hear us say some information that you want to write down, please don't, especially on a day like today. Wait till you get home, send us a message to InsideOutsideGuys.com, and we will answer your question.
Or a year from now, I like your idea. We're going to have a checklist that people can download from the InsideOutsideGuys.com, and it'll be home maintenance tips.
You got it.
And this will be one of those, I've got to assume.
Absolutely.
So what we suggested was that you take two lemons, cut them in half, squeeze the juice into an oven-safe container, and then put two cups of water in with the lemon juice. Put it in the oven at 250 for 1 hour. Then open the oven, make sure it's safe, and use a scrubby to clean everything in there, and then wipe everything down with a clean microfiber cloth. You'll have a clean oven.
When's the last time you cleaned your oven?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
I am that guy. I know, it's disgusting, isn't it? I do the microwave, too, the same way. The exact same thing, but less of it in the microwave.
Okay.
And you can wipe it down so easily and keep it clean. I detest having a cooking appliance that's full of old food.
Yuck.
Yuck is right. I literally did. I was on my hands and knees 2 weeks ago.
That's funny. I did the refrigerator this week, and we have a little, like, wine refrigerator that...
You don't even drink wine.
I know I don't, but I did the same thing. Got it all cleaned out, took everything out. And I've been playing Happy Homemaker lately. What'd you say?
Well, because you don't drink wine. I just think that's all. Your bride might drink a little bit, right?
You know what? Actually, as I'm doing it, I'm going, why do we have all these wine bottles in here? You don't even drink them. We have so many wine and...
give them to your buddy.
What's the stuff called? The wine coolers?
I drink wine.
You know what? I'll bring them to you because,
yeah,
we're never going to drink it.
Maria won't know.
She won't know. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Give us a call. Another question we get on days like this is, how do they get rid of the ice on their walkways?
Well, they use Ken's Magic Mix.
Go ahead.
Use Ken's Magic Mix.
Ken's Magic Mix. Yeah. Well, we don't want salt. We just want to warn people. We don't want people using rock
shovel
salt.
We shoveled the place we're doing the show from
this
morning.
And if I had sand and a magnesium chloride, to us, that's the best thing to use.
I agree with you. 50-50 mix at the most. Hey, we talk about windows a lot, and of course, windows are a primary component in the exterior walls of your home. And shame on you if you buy a new window product because it's buy one, get three free. You want a good company. You want good people standing behind the company. You want a written warranty that says they'll last, and we'll take care of them if they break.
But don't they all say that nowadays, Chuck? And it's so confusing to people.
So many people say it but don't put it in writing.
You're right. With all the different window companies out there, and look – what would you guess the average window job is nowadays? $15,000, $20,000 probably?
Not cheap. It's not a small investment. It should be a lifetime investment.
Yes.
The Sheena family recognizes that.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, if I'm going to buy a window, I'm going to really research it, and then I'm going to pick the one that has a lifetime warranty. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be one of my main things, and a transferable lifetime warranty.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be beautiful. It's got to function well. It's got to have different features that fit my home and my design. And the people that put it in, that size it and install it, should do it from the perspective of preserving the visual integrity of the home.
You're right.
So many times you can drive by a home and you can tell it's been retrofit.
Yeah, you're absolutely
too small a window.
No, you're right about that. What I love about Window World's warranty, Chuck, it's not that, you know, if all of a sudden a window falls out, a window breaks, is if, you know, your kids are roughhousing and one gets thrown against it and breaks the frame. Or one of your boys throw a ball at your other son and misses and goes right through the window. Those aren't warranty issues that they should cover. Those are warranty issues that they do cover because they're such a great company. Why wouldn't you want that peace of mind the next time you buy a new window? Make sure you buy it from Window World.
888-654-4897. Welcome back to the cooking show. Ken, you came up with a great, great recipe, I think.
Well, you never say, you're never that nice to me. I came up with a great, what's the punchline, Chuck?
No, it sounds delicious. Just, it's quick and easy. Share that with people real quick.
Brussels. Oh, you're talking a real recipe, a food
the
recipe.
Cooking show. Okay. Isn't this a cooking show on WJR?
My wife is not a vegetable person. She does not eat a lot of vegetables until a couple weeks ago. I saw a recipe.
I think Steve Martin calls them vegetables.
Okay. Brussels sprouts. You put them in for about, depending on the size, 8 to 10 minutes.
Put them where?
Into the water, Chuck, after they're boiling. Let them cook for 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Pull them out. Smash them. Just take a spoon and smash them, you know, just a little bit so they're still intact. But
you
don't
have to pound them and splatter them.
No, you don't have to pound them. Just push them down so you smash them.
In a cookie tray?
Yep. Then you get some Parmesan cheese and then some, what's the?
Probably garlic powder.
Garlic, good. And then some, just some Parmesan cheese. I'm talking Parmesan cheese that you put on pizza.
Grated Parmesan.
Grated. But then you get some Parmesan that's thin. What do you call that stuff?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's the grated, the powdered Parmesan. So you're putting both on.
And put them in the oven for about 10 minutes.
At 350.
Oh, they come out so good. Have some ranch dressing.
That sounded
dressing
so
there.
Good when you said that. Sorry, people.
Good and healthy.
Yes, it's a housing show. But
we like our food.
When we're on break, we usually digress to food.
Yes, we do. Hey, Chuck, people ask us all the time, how do we feel about roof rakes? Today, how do we feel about a roof rake today?
I think it'd be a good thing as long as you don't damage your roof. You don't try to dig down past all the snow. You and I were just talking before we talked about the Brussels sprouts about the power of the ultraviolet rays in the sun.
Yeah.
On a day like this, you step outside, it's 32, but it feels balmy. I brought a big heavy coat in with me this morning, but I didn't need it on break.
You did bring a heavy coat.
I know. Well,
it
was canasty, and I'm an old guy.
But that sun's been out now for 2 hours, so those roads are probably getting cleared up pretty darn quick right now.
Well, and that's kind of where I was going with that. You know, the power of the sun is just so amazing, and I think people can trust that to do a lot of the clearing, melting for them.
I agree with that. I agree. But if you have an area like I have a historic location in my house that gets so very little sun that I get an ice dam in a day like today.
On the roof.
So for me, I'll go up there and I'll clear that area off first with the roof rake.
Care. I mean, as long as you get to where there's a half inch of snow.
Oh, gosh.
You're not going to try to clear to the shingles.
Never, ever, ever. It's like today when I cleared my truck. I actually pushed the snow off with a snow shovel, but I made sure I didn't touch the...
Did you really?
Yeah, reach up and pull.
$100,000 truck like you?
$100,000 truck. I will never buy a $100,000 truck. Yeah, it doesn't scare me. I'm competent enough not to touch the paint.
You know what I use?
So same theory.
Either a clean broom like I talked about earlier or the brush that I would use to wash the vehicle with.
Yeah, I use them both this morning.
I worry about the clear coat, scratching the clear coat.
And you mentioned something that happened to you last week when you were leaving Ann Arbor, when you hit the brakes and you forgot to clear the ice off the top of your truck. And that's something we're going to tell people right now. If you're driving down the road and you did not clear the top of your vehicle off, you hit the brakes. On a day this heavy snow, it'll totally blind you.
And last year last week it was ice.
Right.
It was heavy, 1 inch, 1.25, 1.5 inch thick. Pieces of ice, and it instantly covered my windshield and blinded me because the wiper stopped it from going off. It,
right.
That was dangerous. That was stupid on my part. Yeah.
Well, same thing
good
today.
Reminder. Yeah.
I mean, you got 8 inches of snow. You hit the brake, it's going to come, especially when you're heating the inside cab.
Yeah, or the sun's heating it.
Yeah, right. It's going to slide right off. So please, everyone, be careful out there today. If you don't have to go out, don't go out and take your time.
I like that. So. Hey, we're going to be, I think, next week. We had talked 2 weeks ago about house fires and the causes of house fires, so we got so much response from it. We did an article for the Detroit News Homestyle section specific to that. And I was just thinking, as cold as it got this past week, the portable electric heaters that you and I talk about.
Yes, sir.
How people don't use them properly.
Yep, I agree.
They'll plug them into a circuit that will not supply enough electricity to it.
Because they have other stuff plugged into it as well. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, there might be a 15-amp circuit. Most of those electric portable heaters demand 20 amps. They're 1,500 watt. usually.
Right.
Also, they'll plug them into electric power strips that are not
big
made
no
to
no.
accommodate them. Big
yeah.
no-no.
Big yeah. no-no.
So I want to make people aware, 88% of the deaths every year in houses from heating equipment are from abuse of portable electric heaters. People put them by curtains starts, put them by a couch, put them on a rug that may start.
I think a lot of people feel fire. That they have such fail safes, they don't have to worry about them as much anymore.
Yeah.
Because they've been built. They move it, they hear, oh, we're good then. It has a fail safe. That's if it gets knocked over by a pet while it's heating. If you put it too close to a curtain,
a couch,
you name it, yeah. it'll catch that on fire. So please, Chuck, that's a great point. Be careful with those kind of things. Now, we understand people may have small houses and they only want to keep one, or bigger houses only want to keep one area warm.
Yeah, you tend to live in two or three rooms, let's be honest.
But be careful.
Yep.
And those rooms that you are not living in, please keep the air moving in those rooms. If you have a house that back room, the door's been shut all winter long because you don't need it, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
Get a small fan, whatever it takes, just keep the air moving in those rooms. Exactly. So important.
I agree with you. And it's funny. Do we have anybody on the phone?
Nope.
Oh, I'm 888-654
guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions.
Appreciate you saying that. You know, sometimes people will send us emails. Please give out your phone number.
Right.
You know, you don't give out your phone number. It's like, yeah, we don't think of it. The roof rake thing.
Yep.
You have one, right?
Yep.
Does it have an extendable
yep.
handle?
Yep.
How far will that extend? About 10 feet?
10 to 12.
Oh, will it really?
Yep.
So that's plenty high.
Oh, it can get, I believe, I can reach about 5-6 feet of my roof.
Yeah, sure don't want anybody standing on a ladder and this stuff.
I'll take that down today when I get home. I'll scrape that much off, especially in the area where I get the ice dam.
Now, you have gutters.
Yes, sir.
Will you be pushing snow into the gutter as you pull it off?
I will be.
The eaves? Okay.
I will be. Yep.
And you're counting on the sun
melting,
today and
yeah,
tomorrow
I'm
to melt it?
It'll melt okay. it. Yep.
Because I know I can see the people going, oh, shoot, I just packed my eaves troughs full of snow.
Yeah, that'll melt. And okay. also, everybody, gotcha. Keep a listen. Chuck mentioned earlier, keep a listen for your sump pump and how much that sump pump goes off. Very important.
Every single
We have an event time. Coming up, don't we?
We do have an event, and I think, is there a Facebook post on our, now this is for contractors only though, our event coming up at MacFarland Painting
yep.
at the end of this month, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it's going to be an afternoon with hors d'oeuvres and you and I are going to both be there to chat with contractors in the business at MacFarland Painting's new location, just off 96 in Livonia, right?
Yep. And if you need a painter, interior, exterior, MacFarland Painting is who you want to call. Calling all housing professionals. You heard my partner talk about it just before he went to break. On March 22nd, between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m., the Inside Outside guys are hosting a housing professional networking event. And when we say it that way, it's not a contract.
We're going to stand around and talk. Each other, right? I mean, it is.
We're all going to get to know each other. We want all of our team partners there. We want anyone that, and we say housing professionals, we mean any housing professionals, whether it's real estate, whether it's mortgages, whether it's inspections, you name it. If you're in the housing industry, come to MacFarland Painting on March 22nd between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. and have a networking event with the Inside Outside guys. Yeah, and you have to RSVP. at theinsideoutsideguys.com or the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Once again, that's March 22nd from 4:30 to 6:30. And if you know any housing professionals, please let them know about this. Go to the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page and go from there.
You know, McFarland is classic at that. They have displays for Granite Source in their design center, one of our team partners. They have displays for Motor City Floors and Coatings in their design center. They get it. And I got to tell you, your success, true success over time, is based on good networking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chuck, can you give out the recipe real quick for the oven cleaner? Because the listener called and wanted you to give it the recipe one more time.
Yeah, it is. It's real easy. 2 cups of water and 2 lemons. Right. Slice the lemons in half, squeeze the juice, and make sure this is an oven-safe container, but throw it in the oven at 250 for an hour. The idea is it'll create steam. That citrus steam will clean things and loosen things up. You then shut down the oven, open it up, use a scrubby to get everything off of the inside of the oven when it's safe. Make sure you don't burn yourself. And then wipe it all down with a microfiber cloth, a clean microfiber cloth. When you're done, it'll shine. It'll look new.
Good deal. Okay, it's out of the way. Let's stick to the phones. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Dave in Royal Oak. Good morning, Dave. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today? The question I have is I'm in a process of doing a kitchen renovation, but it's not on the cheap side. What I'm looking for is a crew to come out. This is what I need them to do. Basically to reface the kitchen cabinets, not ripping it out, because these things are solid oak. I'm not going to get anything as good as this. So reface the kitchen cabinets, add a couple more cabinets, replace the vinyl flooring with other vinyl flooring, but no plumbing is needed, minor electrical, because we already have electrical in the drop-down ceiling, we're just going to use the same wires, you know, for it. And that's really about it. So who would you recommend?
Well, McFarland Painting, certainly on the reface. It doesn't even matter if you're getting new hardware, new hinges, new door glides.
Yes.
I would start out with McFarland Painting.
Well, that's one of their specialties. They'll come in and they'll take those doors off. They'll take them back to their shop where they will, you know, do it the right way, sand them down, strip them down, and then put a beautiful new paint job on. And if you want, like Chuck said, new hardware, new hinges, they can do that for you as well. So that would be our first call.
So that painting. Is it MacFarland Painting?
Yep. McFarland Painting. Yep.
And yeah, there's a D at the end of it.
McFarland Painting. Okay. Correct. And do you have their phone number?
734-564-6664.
Mm-hmm. And then for the rest, who would you recommend?
The rest would be you're looking for someone to install a vinyl floor.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, vinyl flooring. McFarland can probably handle it. You're replacing existing light fixtures. You said you're not changing any of the wiring.
Correct.
Yeah, so they could probably handle that entire project. But what are you thinking for flooring specifically?
Well, a company that we've referred for the flooring in the past is Ultra Floors out of Clinton Township.
Yeah,
they've taken care of a lot of our listeners.
Okay.
And as far as electrical goes, we have a couple of great ones on the InsideOutsideGuys.com. We have Bratcher Electric, and we have on the extreme west side, and then we have Lake Point Electric on the east side. So if you go there and pick either one of them, they can take care of you on the electrical side.
Fantastic. You guys are the best. Appreciate it.
No problem at all, sir.
Appreciate you. Send us pictures of the completed project. We love to see that kind of stuff when it's done, like before and afters. And yes. I think it inspires other people. I liked what he said. He's not doing a complete tear out and replacement. And you don't have to a lot of times. I mean, I was thinking McFarland in their design showroom that we were just talking about. If you do a refacing, repainting, restaining, they can do it all. New hardware, new hinges, new door glides. Nothing gets torn out and disrupted. You can even do new tops. They partner Granite Source to put new granite tops, maybe just on the island.
They can actually go over those tops with,
yeah,
literally put a on top of a Formica countertop, put a look that looks just like a marble or granite.
It's amazing.
Right on top. It's just new technologies. And you're right, Chuck. The main benefit of that is you're not without a kitchen for 2 months.
Oh, that's huge.
That is huge. You know what? I got to find this real quick while we're talking. I our good friend Mike Staskoff. I miss Mike, don't you?
I do. Every time I take a shot,
he sent us a meme the other day, and it was a perfect meme. I put it inside out. It's a guy. It's inside of a surgery room. Okay, and there's a doctor leaning over his patient, saying, "Okay, Roger, that's all for this time. I'll be back in a couple weeks when I get more time." And then at the bottom it says, "In a tremendous stroke of luck, Dr. Ramsey has the opportunity to perform surgery on the contractor who renovated his kitchen."
Wow.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Can you post that on Facebook?
I did it last week.
I love it. Yeah. You know, you mentioned CNC, heating and air conditioning, a while ago. But we should remind people, especially if that furnace isn't working like it should in this cold weather we've had the last couple of weeks, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to say real quick, Peggy and Dave, will get back to you from the break. But if you think you need any help with your furnace whatsoever, or you just want to make sure it's well, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, go to special offers, click on CNC's $59 tune-up special, give them a call, CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Eight 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 654-4897. We appreciate those people that are on the phone holding.
Yep, let's go to them. Let's talk to David in Ypsilanti. Good morning, David. You're on with the guys. David, you there, bud?
Can you hear me all right?
We can now. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay.
Ahead.
I have a family room. It's at ground level. And the interior is a cinder block, and that's painted. I want to put up drywall and properly insulate it. How do I go about doing that?
So you want to put you want to insulate inside the block, or you want to insulate before you put the drywall up?
I think I want to put insulation between the drywall and the cinder block. Yeah, I don't want to drill into the. Is that possible?
Okay.
Can I do that?
Oh, sure. You can use a rigid foam insulation, or you can stud it out and use the bat insulation.
Is this above ground or below ground?
It's at ground level. Yeah, above ground.
Do you have a tri-level or a bi-level?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a brick exterior, and there's only one. Well, there's two walls that are. Exterior walls. One wall has a brick from a fireplace, which I don't want to do anything with that. So it's just, we're talking one cinder block wall. It's about 24 feet long and 8 feet high or so.
Well, now you could get someone like Ace and Sons Insulation who could spray a foam inside those block cavities. That would definitely help. If it's an 8 foot wall, that would definitely give you some insulation value.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, it's cold in the wintertime. I don't think it's insulated at all right now.
Probably not.
Nope, probably not. Yep.
So that would be a great option. I'm a big believer that you don't put anything directly against a concrete or masonry wall. You leave a slight space, even if it's 5/8 of an inch or so. So if I was doing that wall, I would build a steel or wood stud wall frame, and I would stand it just off of the existing wall.
With a one by, something like that, furring strip.
No, I'd build a frame wall out of steel.
So nothing touches the exterior wall.
So nothing touches that block. Because the block and concrete conduct moisture. And I don't want that. I want there to be air between the wall and the block. So if any moisture comes in, it can dissipate.
And we get that question a lot about where do I put the plastic on the wall? We say you do not.
Do not. Right. Yeah. So I like Ken's suggestion.
Saying a wood frame. Yeah.
Wood or steel. Right? Wood or steel frame. Conventional 2x4. Then you can wire, plumb, insulate that frame, but build it and stand it just inside of the block wall that you're talking about. And we would put down, do you have concrete as a floor in that room?
It's concrete with a tile on it, some kind of a linoleum tile or something.
Okay.
And I want to replace that in the future. I want to maybe put something better down there.
I would cut that out underneath the floor that I'm putting in, or the wall that I'm putting in, and put down a construction adhesive like PL600 and set the wall on top of that. And I'd do it in like 16-foot strips of glue, so there's a, and then leave like 3 inches between the next strip and 3 inches between the next strip, so air can move underneath the wall. It only has to have a small, small, small gap, and up the backside to dissipate any moisture from that block over time. And it would not allow water from the concrete floor or moisture from the concrete floor to get into the wall, because that'll serve as what we call a capillary break, if you will, that glue, that PL600.
And by the time you go out and you buy the rigid foam insulation or the bat insulation, you may find that Ace and Sons can come in and spray that block for a very competitive price compared to what you could go buy and install it for. So I would definitely start off with a call to Ace Insulation.
So if I put in insulation like you're talking about, Ken, and then I put up a wall in front of that, I won't need anything between the wall and the cinder block. The drywall and the
Nope.
And how thick would that frame wall be that you're talking about, Chuck?
2x4, so 3.5 inches. That's it. Only thing that may require is the entryway. You may need to, finish out the entryway if you're going to extend it by 4 inches. The wall.
Yeah, I have a door at the at one edge, an exterior door. So I'm not sure how I'd work that in there, but.
Well, that wouldn't be any different than when you have a walkout in a conventional basement. Those walls are always 8, 10, 12 inches thick.
Right.
You're just going to have a thicker wall and require a thicker jam material. But if you want to do what you say you want to do and you want to do it the way we would, that's our suggestion.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do some plans.
David, good luck,
sir. For your help.
And feel free to send us an email if you want some more information on it.
All right. Let's stick to the phones and talk to very patient Peggy in Southfield. Good morning, Peggy. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I was going to call you originally for that lemon juice thing, and I'm glad I got that one. And the Brussels sprouts recipe on the side while I was waiting.
That was our cooking show segment.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I've got a dining room dresser. It's a good one, and it has regular drawers, but on the two sides it has the cabinet that swings out. And I can partially open it, but not completely. And it only has a knob, to pull it so it swings out. But it's totally stuck. Is there anything I can spray or use cold or heat or something to make it so I don't destroy this beautiful cabinet?
So what is stuck? It's not hitting up against anything. It's sticking as you pull it out?
Well, the bottom seems like it would go, and I push on the knob downward, where it's open, but it's the top part, and I can put something from where it would swing out at the back, but it's just so tight up there, it just is not moving at all. And I don't want to pull too tight or my knob will go, and then I'll have to try and get someone to unscrew the whole thing and maybe never put it back together properly.
Well, you may need to do that anyway. You know, get someone to unscrew it and take a look at it. It sounds like you might have some swelling going on in there.
Sounds like it. Yeah, moisture's got it swollen. Is it made of wood?
Yes, it is.
So it's probably swollen, not unusual. If you can, if you can dry it out, that door might shrink because it used to work, right?
Yes.
When it was new, I guaranteed it worked.
Every once in a while.
Sure.
What would I use on that? Heat or?
I wouldn't use any heat on it. I'd be careful. You could blow a fan set on low, a box fan, a cheap box fan against it to try to get the moisture out of it. You might have to do that for 24, 48 hours. But the idea, if you move air past it, then moisture will go from high concentration to low. So if there's a lot of it in the wood that's got it swollen up, it'll leave the wood and go somewhere else in your house and cause a problem.
It's kind of a dry house, so I don't know whether it would be from that or not.
Well, it's either that or it's been knocked out of adjustment. That's one or the other.
And that would probably take a handyman to come in and take care of that, Peggy.
Because it used to work.
If you'd like a number, we can give you a number for a handyman.
Yes, I sure would like that.
Try Handyman Connections.
Handyman Connections.
At 734
9000.
9000,
ma'am. 9000. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
God bless you, Peggy.
My house is kind of dry, and I just didn't know. I didn't want to push down on it because it sort of looks like it when it opens from the bottom, but it's stuck at the top, and I can't really put anything inside that. So I guess
I understand dry.
Be able to help.
It's my partner's sense of humor.
Okay.
Dry.
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't
Did your wife just text you that? No. Really, this time of year, especially like what we've got going on today.
Yeah.
We're going to have more humidity in the air, and I think we had it after the thaw last week, Wednesday and Thursday. But depending on where it sits in the house, even though the house might be relatively dry in the colder air, you could still have wood in a cabinet absorbing moisture. And again, it's either that or the hinges are out of adjustment. It's one or the other. And a good person taking a look at it can tell you that.
Yeah, I think I need to get a good person because it's a good piece of furniture.
Yep,
I
get
had
that.
A metal spatula that I could get, and it only goes about halfway at the top of the thing. And I didn't want to push it in case I damage the furniture. So I'll give these guys a call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a great company that we have loved for a lot of years, and they've kind of branched out into doing some things that people have been begging them for, but they didn't feel comfortable until they researched it and trained.
Yeah, you know, Victor's Roofing is now Victor's Home Solutions because he has found ways to give homeowners what they want and what they need, and a lot of people can't find good contractors to redo their bathroom, right? And Victor's Home Solution can come in and give you a beautiful new bathroom. Oh, yeah. And if you need a roof, they do that too. Victor's Home Solutions. Morning, noon, afternoon, midnight, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whenever you're up and you have a housing question.
Morning, noon, and nighty-night-night from
Hair. Morning, noon, and nighty-night-night-night.
Remember that? Morning, noon, and nighty-night-night You don't remember the musical?
Never mind. No, you're old.
Sorry.
InsideOutsideGuys.com is here for you for any and all of your housing questions. And it's funny because we'll go to bed and wake up in the morning and have four new emails. People up in the middle of the night, they think of something they want to ask us, they send it to us, and we absolutely love it.
It's the beauty of email, right?
Hopefully people had a chance to check out, and if they have it, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, go to the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook right now, and check out the Inside Outside Guys article that came out yesterday in the Detroit News Homestyle section about inspections, right? Inspecting your house. And tomorrow we're going to have somebody you mentioned taking your place for the day, pal.
There aren't many people as good at what they do as Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections.
I agree.
We have ultimate faith in Terry. My family has used him a lot.
I agree. If you get a chance, check that article out of Detroit News Homestyle section. If you own a home, that article will help you take better care of your home.
Yeah.
Period. No doubt about it.
It help you certainly if you're buying or selling. You want to look at that article.
You're absolutely right. Let's go to the phones and talk to, your buddy Tim from Temperance.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Tim?
Real well. Thank you for taking my call. Three things for you. Number one, for example, right now out in the San Gabriel Mountains, they've got, 5-6 foot of snow. And on the addition I'm planning on my house, I was considering putting on a solar panel on the roof. And with the amount of ice we get, is it safe to do that?
Sure. It's got to be done professionally and intelligently. It's got to be oriented properly. But if you look at what Ken and I were just talking, it's 32 degrees outside today, and the UV rays from the sun today
are kicking out.
Even on light surfaces are melting the snow. If you have a dark-colored PV panel, it's going to melt and self-clean pretty quickly.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to ask Chuck a question real quick that pertains to your question. If you had the room on your property, would you do a pole mount solar or would you put it on your roof?
It's funny. I've seen tracking pole mount solar systems that I would consider if cost was right, but I've got a real big vertical wall with a southern exposure that I'd probably do. Because it's blind from the road, it's not going to detract from the aesthetic of my home.
And that's the only reason I said that. Some houses don't have the right exposure to put those solar panels up top and don't want to put the solar panels on their shingles.
Yeah.
So a ground mount system, if you have the room, and which will actually move as the sun moves.
They make them that way.
Yeah.
A lot of them are fixed, but they do have them that will track the sun.
Go ahead, Tim.
Okay. Number two, I'm basically on the Ohio-Michigan line down here, and could you recommend for the really high-dollar homes up northwest of me, Pontiac, Rochester Hills area and stuff, what were the parade of homes? Which ones would you consider the ones that you should consider going to?
Oh, geez, the Southeast Michigan parade of homes. Absolutely beautiful. Chuck and I have a ton of experience with the Parade of Homes. And the homes that they're doing in the area that you spoke about are unbelievably immaculate, beautiful homes. So, yeah, I think the area you're in and Southeast Michigan Home Association, when they put that on, we'll be sure to put everyone on notice.
And go through the magazine. Okay. Get the magazine, Tim, and figure out which ones you want to see because you can't see them all in a day, that's for sure, or even in 2 days.
Okay. Number three, Brussels sprouts. Trim the ends, slice them in half, put them face up in a oven safe like a Pyrex dish, boil down balsamic vinegar on top of the stove until it's a syrup, coat them, put them in the broiler, pull them out, turn them around, coat them again, and then put Asiago cheese on top of them.
Mm. Actually, that sounds pretty darn good.
Chuck's writing it down. Great call, Tim. We appreciate your call, sir. You know, Parade of Homes, for people out there go out there going, what's the Parade of Homes? The Parade of Homes, for everyone listening, is a great way that if you're considering building a home in the future, is such great research. You can literally go through these homes that these that builders have built, make notes, take a look at them, things you like, things you don't like. And
do you ever tire of seeing?
Never. Never. When you and I used to go to Grand Rapids and do the, I had so, I mean, the company could have been better, but I had so much fun.
We shouldn't have ridden together. When we were at Paul's house, the owner of Lake Point Electric a few weeks ago, it's a brand new home, and I don't even, it doesn't matter. It can be a $250,000 home. It can be a $2 million home. And they're fun, aren't they? They're just fun to see the treatments that people do.
They are.
Wow.
Hey,
are we done?
That's a fast show.
Shoot.
Stick around for Michigan State basketball pregame. Join us here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Okay. We will be here. Terry Russell from Blitzed Assurance will be sitting in with us tomorrow. You, everyone out there, have a great day. Be safe, especially dealing with this snow. Please be safe. If you need anything during the week, you know where to go. TheInsideOutsideGuys.com, TheInsideOutsideGuys on Facebook. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.